Well, as we've been reporting this morning, Australia and the US will continue to work shoulder to shoulder, that was the quote, in the fight against ISIS in the Middle East. And while the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull reaffirmed cooperation in Syria and Iraq, an unlikely tentative alliance between Western nations and Russia does seem to be emerging. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and the French President François Hollande will meet next week. This is following the terror attacks in Paris and confirmation that that Russian civilian airplane in Egypt that was downed over Sinai a week or two ago, it was caused by a homemade bomb on board. So does this meeting signal a new chapter in the fight against ISIS? Associate Professor Roger Shanahan is Research Fellow at the Lowy Institute for International Policy. Roger, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
The attacks in Paris, the downing of the Russian airliner, is this tragic loss of life, I think it totals 353 people just in these two terror attacks, the only element likely to propel unity, a united effort in the fight against ISIS so that we no longer have, you know, Russian forces in there fighting separately, targeting separate targets to the coalition?
No, I don't think it's going to cause much. Rather than a limited degree of tactical cooperation on the ground, the Russian and the Western positions regarding the political solution for Syria are still miles apart. Russia's always seen Syria as a binary problem. There's the Assad government, which it is supporting, and everybody opposed to it is the enemy. For the West and for France, including France, they've asked for the stepping down of President Assad as any precondition for a negotiated outcome, and they don't see it in the same way that Russia does. So they're still miles apart politically.
So this talk of a single coalition, it was voiced first by the French Prime Minister. Julie Bishop has echoed that call. There's a single coalition in the fight against ISIS in Syria. You see that as unlikely?
Well, certainly Russia has been targeting Islamic State positions up till now, but only where they see Islamic State as posing the greatest threat to Assad's forces.
Because they've been targeting others as well.
Correct. And, you know, the figures are very rubbery, but between 20 and 25% of Russian airstrikes have targeted the Islamic State, and the other 75% are against other Islamists and other opposition groups, which is why it's been much easier for Russia to decide what and how much military effort they put in to support the regime, because they're protecting one side and attacking a whole range of other people.
Is it, sorry to stick with this point, Roger, but isn't that likely to change given overnight Russia has concluded or conceded that it was a homemade bomb on board that brought the jetliner down? Isn't that going to shift ISIS more front and centre for Russia?
I think it'll, Russia sees the Syria problem and has always seen the Syria problem in a completely different light to that of the West. They've always seen it as a jihadi battleground. They've always portrayed the opposition, regardless of what the background of the opposition groups are, as terrorists. What this might do will...
But now they're a direct threat to Russia.
Well, and Russia's always believed that they have been. This might shift some of the weight of effort of Russia, but it's not going to fundamentally change their direction. They're not going to stop bombing everybody else and only target ISIS. It might mean that they give a greater rate of effort from their air campaign, but it'll certainly mean that their intelligence agencies do more to target Islamic State.
Okay. Well, overnight, Vladimir Putin has said Russia's Air Force military work in Syria must not simply be continued. It must be intensified. It's also after a meeting or a conversation with François Hollande, he's ordered Russian forces to treat the French as allies. But François Hollande will visit Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week. So you think that's unlikely to change Russia's military tactic much. But what about the political tactic and the statements coming out of Vienna this week in terms of a political solution, and John Kerry saying overnight he thinks we could have some kind of political truce or solution emerging for Syria or out of Syria within weeks?
Well, what we've been seeing in the background amongst the parties to these talks, is including Russia, has been a kind of divvying up of the cards, people deciding which opposition groups they can work with and which opposition groups are totally out of the picture. This is probably the first time that we've seen Russia and the Western states get down to these kind of really basic issues. And the reality is you can't have a negotiated solution in Syria unless you have both sides agreeing as to whom they can cooperate with. And that's been one of the missing pieces. And I think that's been a positive outcome of these talks. But that really did predate this latest set of terror attacks. And I think what we'll probably see is that kind of political track accelerating.
You're listening to Breakfast. It's 28 minutes to nine. We're speaking with Associate Professor Roger Shanahan. Can I just ask you finally, Roger, about the involvement or the engagement of Australia in the fight against ISIS in its coalition with the US and others? Malcolm Turnbull met with Barack Obama late yesterday. They reaffirmed joint efforts against ISIS, standing shoulder to shoulder. And the US president said it's time to ramp up the international campaign against ISIS. But at the same time, there was an agreement, no extra troops from Australia, no planes, as I think. So what would ramping up look like in terms of Australia's contribution?
Well, there might be additional focus of some of our security agencies. It might be contributions of other enabling capabilities. But part of this is obviously the public posturing that you have to do to show that the world is standing together against the Islamic State. But I think the other thing is we also have to understand that while the Islamic State has carried out these attacks over the past week and a half, there's a raft of other Islamist organisations in Syria that also share the same kind of ideology as the Islamic State. So we shouldn't just focus on the single group. But as far as Australia is concerned, I don't think there's materially much more that we're going to contribute.
Roger Shanahan, thank you very much for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Associate Professor Roger Shanahan, Research Fellow at the Lowy Institute for International Policy.